Coming up on today's episode, we got an NBA trade deadline. We'll get into all the trades, the winners and losers of what happened. Some big moves, some subtle moves, not, you know, big-time all-star type moves. But teams are going to make a run for that championship. And also, Super Bowl preview. Who you got? Niners, Chiefs? Niners favorite? Who's going to win? All that coming up. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. It's Sports Talk from the Crib, and I'm your host, Tanner Christian. As I said on today's episode, again, to all the NBA trade winners and losers, who was my favorite move? Certain team, surprising team making moves out there. And we're also getting into the Super Bowl preview. It is here, finally. 49ers, Chiefs, my predictions for the game. Who am I going to pick? Who's going to be crowned the champion? But first here, if you're new, new episodes are airing every Tuesday and Friday. It's available on all streaming platforms, as well on the website, sportstalkfromthecrib.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Feel the Heat Entertainment. That is Feel the Heat ENT. We're on Instagram, Facebook, X, and YouTube. So give us a follow and subscribe to those networks and podcasts, you know, platforms as well. So, and also on the website, you can, there's a newsletter that you can get if you subscribe to the website. We send out, it's free, free monthly newsletter every month to, you know, this is about topics about going on in sports and about the show. So go ahead and subscribe to there as well. So let's get into the first topic of the day. We're going to get an NBA trade deadline. We had some moves, some substance moves, some, you know, average moves. You know, a lot of bigger trades happened before the deadline, but there was some interesting moves and, you know, I like them, and there was some by teams that didn't make any moves, kind of disappointing. So let's get off of that and start with the New York Knicks. They're the big winners. Like, I'm kind of shocked that the New York Knicks are finally making the right moves in regards to these trades. They got Anunoby earlier with Precious Achiuwa. In that trade with the Raptors, so that happened before. And now they make another big move with the Detroit Pistons. Let's break it down. They traded away Quentin Grimes, who they were reluctant to trade, you know, last year and you know, prior. He played, he did play a game with that last playoffs where he played all 48 minutes. You know, Coach Thibodeau there, they didn't want to take him out. But anyways, he's finally on the move. They also got rid of Evan Fournier. Yeah, he was still on the team. Malachi Flynn, who I think it was part of that Toronto trade earlier, and Ryan, I can't even say his name, Arki Dinakono, and a pair of second-round picks to the Pistons, and they acquired guard Alec Burks and forward Bojan Bogdanovic. Now, he's a very great, like, he's a good player. You know, he's averaging 20.2 points a game, 41.5% from three-point land, so it's going to open up even more floor space and, you know, spread it out. He can get his own shot. He can shoot the three as well. So I love that move. And Alec Burks is a good complimentary backup guard. He's giving, you know, Jalen Brunson the breather every once in a while. I think that's what's the biggest problem with New York Knicks. Now they actually have depth. They have a great bench now. I know nobody's currently injured. He's better do back in about, what, 3 weeks, maybe a month. So he'll be getting back in the lineup. And now why he's, you know, injured, bring these two guys in, get quality minutes off the bench, accumulate them in the, you know, in the rotation. Don't have to play six guys only there, Thibodeau. All right? You got a quality bench now. I think that's what's the problem. You don't want all your stars playing 40-plus minutes every night. You know, Josh Hart is playing another 40 points. Julius Randle, you know, Jalen Brunson, they're all playing 42 minutes plus a night. There's no reason for that now because now you have a quality bench. And the best part about this is the Knicks added these key guys and they didn't give up any compensation really in terms of draft capital. So they own all their picks and they got a boatload of them. I believe it's up to like 8 first round picks. Over, you know, they got them all from here in 2024 all the way to 2030. So now when it comes, say this move, these moves don't work. Alec Burks is on an expiring contract. We got it. Bogdanovic, his salary next year is like 19.5, 20 million. Only 2 million of that is guaranteed. So if it doesn't work out, you get your salary off the books, especially for them Evan Fournier. That was a bad one. Quentin Grimes is coming off his rookie contract, so he's going to be wanting an extension as well. So now you get those off the books. It opens up a lot of cap room for yourselves in the summertime, as well as to bring in a high-quality free agent or make a big splash in the trade market again and using your draft capital. So the Knicks, this is a win-win situation really for them. You're going to get two quality guys to come off the bench, give you quality minutes, and as both of them playing pretty well this year, and you're saving your draft capital. So if it doesn't work out, you're off the books. So that's why I love these moves the most about this New York Knicks team. So they're finally going for it. And this team now in the East, anything can happen. Boston didn't really make any moves. The Bucks didn't really make moves. I believe they get Patrick Beverley. There's no really wholesale moves. Milwaukee Bucks are 1-5 under Doc Rivers. I told you about that Doc Rivers hire, and no, he wanted to bleed me. Bring Doc Rivers in here, you're guaranteed to go and lose. You may get to the playoffs, but you're not advancing to that Eastern Conference Championship. So now, with the Knicks moves, could they be Eastern Conference champions? Could these moves possibly put them in there in that conversation? I think so. I mean, I've never been so excited about a New York team making the right moves, because this never happens. The Knicks, the Jets, the Giants, this whatever doesn't seem to work. But this hasn't been relevant in about 25 years. Hasn't gotten back to the finals in over 25 years. Could this be the time? And I think these moves can possibly help them. And I really like this team going forward. Now, there's some other notable moves. I like the Sixers picking up Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers, adding a three-point shooter. Yeah, he's not. I just believe he gets a bad flack, And I don't know why. I know that's not the best defender and whatnot, but I think him going to the Sixers is going to help their outside shooting. Tyrese Maxey's going to like him out there in the backcourt as well. So I like that with him. And of course, when Joel Embiid's injured at the moment, but when he comes back, he got a three-point shooter. Also like what the Dallas Mavs did, kind of and kind of not, they did bring in some big men. I mean, about time. You got to have some quality big men that at least gives you some minutes and some rebounds. It's not just Luka in there getting rebounds. So they brought in P.J. Washington. They also added Daniel Gafford from the Wizards. So those are two big men they brought in, get some, help down low. But the only sacrifice is they gave up first-round picks in doing it. Unlike the Knicks, so this could really hurt them. And if Luka does want out or something, you're going to have no draft capital. What was it, like from 2026 to 2031? Something, they don't have any first-round picks. So that's what's going to hurt them now when it comes to that. But that's for later on down the road, right? So it's a win. Possibly big loss for Dallas Mavericks when it comes to that, because they're kind of all in. That Western Conference is pretty tough. And with OKC, Denver Nuggets, they're playing very well right now. So I don't know about those moves, but we'll see what happens with them. So noteworthy ones, Golden State Warriors obviously are going to be the losers. The Lakers are going to be my losers too, but we thought the Lakers won the offseason, right? And it looks like they kind of didn't with the guys they brought in. So we're all hyping up the Lakers, and now that we wanted to make moves, can LeBron and AD survive till playoff time? They're on the outside looking in as currently. I don't think so. And as for the Golden State Warriors, it's just the dynasty is over. Obviously, we know that. Steph Curry's going to try and get in the playoffs. I think they're currently like around the ninth seed. They're outside looking in. It's like the Lakers. In that 9th, 10th seed spot, looking for that play-in game. And they're going to be like that for the rest of the year, I believe. Because, they didn't make any moves. Klay Thompson in the last year of his contract. So, it'd be interesting to see. There was a lot of trade rumors speculating around them. They gave him the word, ain't going to trade him. Didn't happen. Andrew Wiggins was another possibility. He actually played well the other night. But Golden State Warriors, man. You got Steph Curry. But it's time to break up that dynasty, and I believe it's going to happen, you know, this summer. So it'd be interesting to see how that all plays out with Draymond, Clay, Steph. We know they were great for so long, and they had that dynasty going. But now it's a new age, and a whole new slew of teams, man, that are playing their brains out. All these young guys are coming in kind of like the Golden State Warriors-esque, like, you know, and playing some pretty good ball. So that's my winners. It's definitely the Knicks. Losers, obviously, going to be Lakers and Warriors. And maybe the Mavs got a tier back there with that, despite giving up all that draft capital. But Eastern Conference, look out. Look out, Celtics. Look out, Milwaukee. Look out, Philly. And, you know, this Eastern Conference is shaking up quite a bit. You know, I guess the biggest one is became before. I liked what the Indiana Pacers did. Obviously, Pascal Siakam, that's a win. Getting him to come to pair with Tyrese Halliburton, that was a win. That actually, you know, happened a few weeks back, you know, way before the trade deadline. But that was a big move. Miami, he got Terry Rozier. It hasn't really panned out so far because they've been on a big losing streak there. But, you know, a lot of movement. We'll see what happens. I think it's going to be an exciting race in both conferences. You know, East and West. Can't forget about the Minnesota Timberwolves out there in West either. So maybe their time to come up. But that's it for the NBA trade deadline. That's what I like about it. You know, some interesting moves. Some, you know, kind of average moves. But not a big superstar didn't, you know, switch places at all. But I like it. I like the New York Knicks, man. I can't stress it enough. I know I'm saying it a lot, but I'm just in shock of how the front office, Leon Holmes, finally, I think he's got a team with Thibodeau there as the coach and bringing these guys in. I think the Knicks are onto something for once. for one time in the last 25 years. But it remains to be seen. Did I say Leon Paul? I'm thinking, that's a guy I played ball with growing up. Leon Rose was the man. He's head president of operations there in New York. All right, let's hop into the next topic. It's going to be a Super Bowl preview. Who you got? The Kansas City Chiefs or the San Francisco 49ers? You know, currently the San Francisco 49ers are favored. I think it's 2.5. I think this dropped to 2, maybe. So it's a slim margin, and I just don't understand why the Niners are the favorite, but everybody seems to be picking the Chiefs. Why? Because of Pat Mahomes, obviously. He just doesn't seem to, you know, lose when it comes to playoff time. You know, he's back to his third, he could possibly win his third Super Bowl in 6 years here since he's been coming into the league. So, you know, Pat Mahomes, can he do it? Can Brock Purdy, the unsung hero, Mr. Irrelevant, last pick of the draft, get a Super Bowl? And that's the biggest question that's coming into this game. Kyle Shanahan, head coach for San Francisco, is it finally his time? We know he's offensive coordinator with the Atlanta Falcons. Lost the Super Bowl. Lost that 28-3 lead to Tom Brady. 4 years ago, Niners and Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Chiefs got the best of the Niners by scoring, what, 3 touchdowns in the final 6 minutes of the game. And it's history, right? So here's a rematch here in this Super Bowl. And, you know, instead of really boring you with all the plays and what they cover and, you know, all this, we know what these two teams do. We know who the best players are. They're both loaded with talent. Niners are really loaded with talent. They haven't played the best postseason ball. Chiefs took a different route this year. For the first time, Pat Mahomes got his first road win in the playoffs. So they've gone on the road, aside from the wild card game versus Miami, and won. But at Buffalo, and they won at Baltimore. So they went a different road this year. No pun intended. So, who you got? And I will tell you who I got. I'm just going to tell you right now. I got the Niners in this one. I think it's finally their time. It's finally Kyle Shanahan's time. He didn't do it. And it's San Francisco's time, for that matter. They've gotten so close for so long. Can they finally win one? Is it finally their time? I feel like it's just destined for it to finally happen. Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick, quarterbacks, you know, so close, so called. We had Jimmy G in this offense. Same Kyle Shanahan offense. Just didn't work. Missed that overthrow, you know, and could have been the difference maker, and they pulled out in that game. But Pat Mahomes, that's the thing. He's like Tom Brady of right now. He just, the team that somehow magically wins. Can that San Francisco pass rush get after him? Can Bosa get after Pat Mahomes? Are they actually going to call a holding penalty on the Kansas City offensive line at least a couple of times during this game? Maybe, maybe not. We're going to find out. If they don't, we all know that it's rigged. Say that word very, very quietly. but it seems like every week they just hold the crap out of everybody on that defensive line, no matter who they play, and especially Baltimore, you know. But anyways, keys to the game, Christian McCaffrey in the passing game. I think it's going to be utilized a lot. He's the key, obviously, for San Francisco. We're going to see how they mix in Debo with Brandon. Everybody's healthy on that offense. So George Kittle versus Travis Kelce. I actually think George Kittle is going to have a few big moments in this game to propel San Francisco to a victory. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to spoil Travis Kelce. We're going to spoil him proposing to Taylor Swift, supposedly. And we're going to roll with the Niners in this one. That's all I can, you know, I'm just going for the Niners. You know, we could, can they get after, we could take away key factors. Bosa versus offensive line of Kansas City getting after Pat Mahomes. How are they going to neutralize Travis Kelce in the passing game? You got Greenlaw and Warner in that linebacker crew for the San Francisco, man. It's time to man up. They've been telling Holly's defense has not lived up to expectations this year and in this postseason, and how they have to keep coming back to, you know, win the game like they did last week in a couple weeks ago now versus Detroit. Is it going to keep going like that? It's time to answer the bell. And then I expect to see big things from San Francisco defense. I expect to see Christian McCaffrey not only in the run game, but utilized a lot in the passing game. Brandon Ayuk, Debo, George Kittle. You know, I know they're going against the Kansas City cornerbacks and the Darius Sneed and Trent McDuffie. They played really well. And they've been, I mean, Sneed had won the play of the year perhaps the last, you know, a couple weeks ago against that Baltimore in the AFC Championship game when he punched the ball out of Zay Flowers right before the end zone, saving the Chiefs, you know, from losing. You know, that was a pretty much a game-sealing moment victory for the Chiefs. So that'll be key factors, you know, situations in the game to look out for, you know, on that Kansas City defense. So that's why I think Christian McCaffrey is going to have a bigger game. Kansas City offense-wise, you know, Pacheco is a guy, man. That guy has a motor forever, it seems like. Rashee Rice, the rookie. Maybe Valdez-Scantling can get, you know, a few big plays downfield. I'm sure they're going to look for a few of those. But ultimately, like I said, I'm rolling with the San Francisco 49ers. A score? Well, I think there's actually going to be quite a bit of scoring. Because, oh man, I just don't see a low-scoring Super Bowl. It just doesn't seem to happen. I think maybe the first half, and maybe, or especially first quarter, maybe some nerves, you know, kicking in there. As the game goes on, I think you're going to get a lot more scoring. I'm just going to roll with 27-20. 49ers. You know, I don't know if that's going to be out. It's going to be a little more than that, but I'm going to roll with the Niners in this one. And there will be Super Bowl champs. They finally get it. Brock Purdy, you know, Mr. Irrelevant, hoisting up that trophy with Kyle Shanahan finally getting over the hump because he's had the most postseason wins. And then I think in all four sports, like basketball, hockey, NFL, baseball, like, he has a big-time win percentage. He hasn't won the championship. I feel like he finally gets it himself. And San Francisco finally brings the Super Bowl back. And that'll do it for today's episode. One, thank you all for joining me here on Sports Talk from the Crib with your favorite sports host, Tanner Christian. Remember, new episodes are airing every Tuesday and Friday. It's available on all streaming platforms, as well as the website at sportstalkfromthecrib.com. PhillyHeat.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Philly Heat Entertainment. It's Philly Heat ENT. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. So go check us out on there. Subscribe. I hope you all have a fun Super Bowl weekend and your team comes victorious. We'll get all the recap afterwards and the Tuesday episode. So thank you all for joining me again. See you next time.